Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. You know how we begin every program. Every program on Friday. No, in fact, we'll get to the Friday song coming up in just a bit. But I want to take you to the West Wing. I want to take you to the White House. Adam Kennedy is White House Deputy Director of Communications and Assistant to the President. His office is there in the West Wing, steps from the Oval Office. What is the atmosphere like in the West Wing as we are now on virtually the eve of impeachment in the Senate? Let's check in with Adam Kennedy, who joins us. Adam, can you give us a little bit of a scene setter? Is it business as usual? Is there something different to the atmosphere in the West Wing? Give us a bird's eye view.
Well, you know, the Democrats have been trying to impeach this president since he first announced his candidacy. As Nancy Pelosi said, this impeachment's been 2.5, now 3 years in the process. This is kind of normal at this point, and it hasn't stopped the president or us focusing on what matters, and that's helping the American people, and that continues to be our focus.
Did you get a chance to check in with the LSU Tigers? I saw the ceremony at the White House and the president. Everybody was having fun today.
Oh, it was a great event. It was great for the president to honor them. I mean, you know, really, again, the president day in, day out is focused on what the American people care about. Just this week, we've had two trade deals, great trade deals. And all the Democrats have decided to do is waste their time and waste the time of the American people.
Well, and everybody's 401k is getting healthier because the Dow's been up over 29,000. That is uncharted territory. Let me just ask you, do you notice anything different about the president in your interactions with him now as we get set to begin the Senate trial on Tuesday? Is there anything different about the president?
Well, you know, I think we've gotten down this road so many times. We were there with the Mueller report. We were there at the very beginning when Democrat after Democrat said they wanted to take the president out of office because they couldn't beat him in an election. I think the president is just trying to put this behind him. He knows he did nothing wrong. He knows the American people know he did nothing wrong. And he thinks it's time for him to be exonerated. In the meantime, we're going to continue to rack up wins. We're going to continue to make accomplishments. And I think that the American people have to really look at the situation and decide, who's really looking out for their interests? Is it the Democrats in Congress or is it the president?
Adam, let me ask you, is anything going to get done over the course of the next 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, while this trial is going on? Or will it be business as usual?
We certainly hope things will get done, but that'll be up to the Democrats. I mean, you know, the Senate's going to be a little gridlocked and a little stuck with the trial, but that doesn't mean the House can't move on things. Unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi has made it clear what her priorities are, so the president will continue to move forward on his agenda without them if need be.
Again, Adam Kennedy joining us, White House Deputy Director of Communications and Assistant to the President. Let me just ask you, the legal team reportedly has been set with a lot of veteran people, including Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz and others. Is there a strategy going in for the White House from a legal perspective? What kind of people does the president want defending him in the Senate trial?
Well, I'm not going to get ahead of any formal announcement, but what I can say is that the facts have been undeniable from the very beginning, and that's what any legal argument will make. It'll show that the president did nothing wrong, and despite 17 witnesses that the Democrats picked, and again, they're complaining about witnesses, but they had 17 witnesses, they were not able to find anything tying the president to any wrongdoing. What they found was people having policy disagreements or disagreeing with the president's style, but the president was elected. It's his choice what style he operates under, and it's his choice what the policies are, and I think we've seen the result of those, and that's been a fantastic economy and a great foreign policy.
What is it the president wants out of this exercise that begins on Tuesday? Does he want a short trial, kind of a get in, get out, and now let's move on to other things? Or does he want witnesses? Does he want, Adam Schiff? Does he want, others on the Democrat, the Bidens? What is it he wants out of this exercise?
Well, at the end of the day, what the president wants is to be exonerated. He wants to vote because he knows he did nothing wrong. And that's exactly what this trial will accomplish. If they make it long, make it short, we're prepared for any situation. But at the end of the day, there's going to be one outcome, and that's the president remaining president.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people asking about what's going on right now with Iran. Where do we stand now? Are you satisfied, and is the president satisfied that this whole thing with Iran and the bombing of the bases in Iraq, that is behind us now, or is that something that is still on the radar?
Well, I don't think the president's ever going to be satisfied until Iran gives up on its harmful influence in the region and abandons its nuclear project. But at the same time, I think we've put Iran on notice that its behavior is going to get a response, and a tough response. We've just cracked up the maximum pressure campaign, so they continue to feel the hurt. We've taken out one of the leading terrorist commanders in the region. The president has taken a tough stance, and he wants Iran to come to the table.
Let me just ask you, because it's only bubbled up in the last day or so, and that is the possibility via Lev Parnas that we have been in some way surveilling UN ambassadors, or rather ambassadors to Ukraine, Yovanovitch. Where are we on that? And has the president said anything relative to that whole Lev Parnas allegation?
Well, listen, we've had two cabinet secretaries now at DOJ and state say nothing this guy said is accurate whatsoever. He's out on bail for committing federal crimes. This is somebody who has no credibility. Nobody should give him credibility.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Adam, thank you so much for your time. I know you got a meeting coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll let you get to it. Thank you so much. Give our best to the president when you see him, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
That's Adam Kennedy, White House Deputy Director of Communications and Assistant to the President from the West Wing. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Oh, yes!
I can go 100 miles an hour, as long as I got the almighty power. Who's up there by my car on merchandise?
Okay, I know everybody's waiting for it, so we're not going to make you wait any longer. We had a guest that had a limited shelf life at the White House, Adam Kennedy. So we kind of pushed back on this, pushed this thing back about 15 minutes. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the moment we're waiting for, the Friday song.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. You know better. You know it's Friday. It's the day we celebrate. Oh, thank you so much. The folks all across the country, Greeley, Colorado, and Kansas City, and Miami, Florida, Louisiana. We're getting calls from Louisiana now. They want the Friday song as well. This whole impeachment thing, the weekend will be consumed with it. I don't think it's going to matter to most people. I think most people know how this thing's going to play out. The Democrats are going to push the envelope. They may get some witnesses, but if they get some witnesses, then the Republicans will have to get witnesses. That only makes sense. And then in the end, the president will be acquitted, and then we'll move on, and there'll be more investigations. That's kind of the bottom line. But I had somebody that came, and it's an old friend of ours. God, back in the day when I worked in Nashville, I had her on, had her own theme music, the whole big thing. In fact, we had... from the name game. There's a Marsha. It's a really cute thing. If we can bring it to you, we will. But Marsha Blackburn is now a senator. She is now a senator from the state of Tennessee. And I want you to listen to the idea she had, which I think is novel. I have not heard it before until I heard it last night on one of the cable news channels. But, in fact, she was on with Hannity. The idea of members of the Senate who have come out with definitive statements, the president is guilty of collusion, the president is guilty of this and that, that does not sound like an impartial juror. But this was Marsha Blackburn last night with Hannity saying that some of these Democrats should be recusing themselves. Listen to this.
They should take themselves out of this trial, and they took an oath that they're going to give impartial justice. And if you're spending those millions of dollars and hundreds of hours, Sean, how in the world can you do that? And if these guys are out there in Iowa campaigning this weekend, they need to think long and hard about coming back and sitting and saying they are going to be an impartial juror in this trial.
Well, didn't you take a sworn oath, to be fair?
They took an oath today. And you know, the thing is, there is precedent for asking for recusal. When you look at the 1868 trial of Andrew Johnson, who was a Tennessean, there was a request there for someone who would have seceded President Johnson to recuse themselves from that trial. So I think that those who are sitting as a juror, they have been sworn in and they are running for president and would benefit by President Trump facing this impeachment. I think that they should recuse themselves from this discussion.
Why are some of your Senate colleagues talking about bringing in new witnesses? Because it's the House's sole constitutional authority to impeach. They've impeached them.
Right.
They'll now make their case. Why do some Senate Republicans want to bolster their case? Either they make it or they don't make it.
Well, you're right about that. And you said something very important. It is the sole responsibility of the House to impeach the action item. It is our responsibility to review the impeachment once it is delivered to us. Those two articles, and to go outside of that is to go outside of our constitutional duty. So we should review the articles. We should hear what the managers have to say from the House and the president's team, their position, and then we should ask our questions and we should make a decision if we want to proceed toward a vote of acquittal or guilt. And of course, I feel that the president will be acquitted. When you look at the partial record and the sloppy work that has been done over in the House, and now they're bringing it to us and they're saying, well, you need to expand this. That is not our job. If Jerry Nadler wants to hear from more witnesses, he should be doing his work himself. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's true. By the way, the reporting this morning is that the president has already named his legal team that will defend him on the floor of the United States Senate. One of those people that is, and again, Adam Kennedy could not comment because it hasn't been announced yet. But one of those people, aside from Ken Starr, is Alan Dershowitz. You see him on cable news. In fact, I saw him last night on Hannity. And according to Alan Dershowitz, the GAO got it all wrong. Here it is.
Look, the GAO got it exactly backwards. Here's what they said. The law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those Congress has enacted into law. It's exactly the opposite. The Constitution does not allow Congress to substitute its own priorities for the foreign policy of the president. Consider, for example, the Iran deal. Congress didn't support the Iran deal. They didn't want the Iran deal. President Obama imposed the Iran deal because the president has exclusive power over foreign policy. Or imagine a Congress in the future saying, we're going to give aid to Cuba, and you have to send the money to Cuba. And the president says, no, 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 no. That's not my foreign policy. My foreign policy is opposed to Cuba. It is unconstitutional for a statute to take away the president's sole authority over foreign policy. The only limitation on the president's authority is he can't declare war. Other than that, he can decide the Jerusalem embassy for Israel without congressional authorization. He can decide who not to give money to. And what he did, he never stopped the money from going, but postponing it to make sure that there was no corruption, completely within his constitutional power, and Congress has no authority to compromise that, and the GAO was completely wrong.
You're going to be hearing a lot from Alan Dershowitz over the next couple of 3 weeks because the Senate trial begins on Tuesday. I'm going to be honest with you. I think most of you are going to snooze right through this. You're going to push the snooze button and just sleep right through this. I really honestly believe that. I think the American people are going to treat this the way they treated the House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee hearings, the floor debate in the House on these issues. I think America has made up its mind, and there is nothing new here. Alev Parnas is a joke, is a joke. And I just think that this is going to fall along party lines. If you love the president, you're going to vote to acquit. If you hate the president, you're going to say remove him. And that there is no middle ground that we found. There is no middle ground. I will say this. I think it'll be interesting. It's an interesting exercise. But I'm just not sure that it's that big a deal to so many people across America. They care that their 401ks are getting a lot healthier. I mean, a lot healthier. Believe it or not. In fact, I was just looking here. Oh, let's see. Oh, the Dow is up 56. And it's up over 29,354. Yeah. Isn't that exciting? Hey, stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, a longtime impeachment guy on the Democrat side in the House, Al Green. No, not that Al Green, not the singer. The congressman from Texas. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of police officers and SWAT teams continue to surround an Advance Auto Parts store in West Charlotte, North Carolina. That after police say someone tried to rob the store just before 8 a.m. local time, and officers believe the suspect is still inside. They say that they are still implementing de-escalation tactics due to an armed suspect believed to be alone in the building. No further details available, though, as of now. At the White House minutes ago, President Trump paying tribute to some college football champs.
It's really my great privilege to welcome to the White House the college football national champions, the Louisiana State University Tigers.
LSU got the crown by defeating Clemson Monday night, 42-25. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Let's stick together.
Thank God it's Friday.
Loving you weather. Time for good.
Hey, Wyatt, I said we're going to do Al Green. Al Green, the congressman. No, it's not the singer, Al Green, who turns, by the way, 74 in May. But you got the wrong one. You got the wrong one. You run the wrong one. Let's go to Al Green. He was one of the first members of the House to introduce articles of impeachment. I think he was either the first or second member of the House to do that. I know. But he was on with Neil Cavuto. And saw the Lev Parnas stuff on MSNBC with the indicted guy that's probably going to end up in jail, Lev Parnas, and says that he should be heard in a Senate trial. Listen to this.
I did see Rachel's program, and they did cover a good amount of information that I was totally unfamiliar with. I think that your John Roberts gave a great summary of what was said, and I think that he merits being heard. I think that the senators would judge the credibility of the witness. I think that they can consider the fact that he is under indictment. But I think that he should be heard because he made a good point when he said, why would these people, meaning the president and others in Ukraine, why would they see me? I'm not a person of note as it relates to that kind of activity. So I do believe that he should be heard.
So you don't think he's damaged goods and not to be trusted?
I think that a good many people who have been under indictment and found guilty of offenses have testified at trials and have been found to be credible on the issue at hand. And as a result, people have been found guilty based upon such testimony. So
your argument, just to be clear, sir, is that a lot has developed and comments like his have changed the landscape a little bit to warrant follow-up interviews, or in this case, first-time interviews, and extending way beyond him. The reason why I mention it is if that is the case and the Senate opens this up to talk to him, to talk to a variety of others, and Republicans then will demand talking to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden to get to the bottom of a lot of stuff, that this could go on forever. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that the senators are perfectly capable of negotiating and coming to conclusions as to what witnesses should testify. In my opinion, you have a good many that should. Mr. Bolton should testify. There can be others. And if the senators have witnesses, they should make their proposals, and they will negotiate and come to some reasonable conclusion. But I don't think that this should be done without the testimony of witnesses. There are too many of them available with knowledge of what has happened that has not been expressed. Some of them were blocked from giving their testimony by the president, by the way, which is resulted in one of the charges of impeachment.
What do you tell Americans, Congressman, to look at all of these developments and say, I don't care about any of this. I'm making money hand over fist. I've had more job security than I've ever had. The markets are racing to my new highs. My 401k is off the freaking charts. What are these guys doing? What do you tell them?
The majority of Americans are paying attention to the extent that they have come to a conclusion that this should go forward. They favored impeachment, and a good many now favor removal from office.
I don't know if they favored impeachment. I think, you know, depending on where you are in battleground states, that support has been dipping. But you're quite right. It's very, very close. But I'm wondering, how do you tell those people who like the economy that this president is presiding over and they don't want to remove him because they like what's happening?
Well, there are a good many who don't, but let's not debate that. I'll answer your question. We have to say to people, this is about the Constitution. It's about whether or not there will be guardrails around the president. Do we want a monarchy or do we want democracy? And I think that if we put country above politics and country above what is perceived to be a good economy, I think that we'll do the right thing. I don't contend that the Senate will find the president guilty. I do contend that the Senate should have a trial that includes witnesses and documents that are to be presented.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
This was the same guy that cited as a reason for impeaching the president was his treatment of National Football League players, like Colin Kaepernick. This was the same guy that said because of that, he ought to be impeached. This guy's nuts. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Okay. This whole idea, I mean, the reason why this is a joke, what they're getting ready to do next Tuesday, the Senate trial, is that you have a jury of 100 senators. None that I know of are impartial. They each, on both sides, they have dug in. Chuck Schumer, for instance, this is cut 7, was on with Don Lemon, and asked a not-so-rhetorical question, how can Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham be impartial jurors? Now, the same can be said of most of the Democrats. How can any of these people who have come out one way or another
be an impartial juror. It cannot be done. But this was cut seven, Chuck Schumer, last night with Don Lemon. Here it is.
I'm not an impartial juror. This is a political process.
I am trying to give you a pretty clear signal. I have made up my mind. I'm not trying to pretend to be a fair juror here.
So you hear this from these guys, and then they sign this oath book that, right? They took an
impartial
oath today.
Juror.
An impartial justice, to uphold right. impartial justice. So how are they going to enforce this oath?
Well, there's no, you know, it's up to each person. But I think, again, the jury here, in a certain sense, is not just the Senate, but the American people. And when they say things like that, and then vote the way they have already said they're going to vote, their vote doesn't mean anything because they were afraid to listen to the evidence. In fact, it pushes things the other way. If you are afraid of evidence, if you are afraid of witnesses, of documents, it's because you have something to hide, or the person you're working with, in this case President Trump, has something to hide. So it certainly doesn't help their case to say that.
But how can one go into a trial, saying, I don't want witnesses. I don't want new evidence. that is unheard of.
It's the question I've been asking, and we all have been asking for 4 weeks. And the public seems to be on our side pretty strongly. And that, I think, is one of the checks on some of these Republicans who are unwilling to go along with Trump, even though it's a lot easier to just go along with him and McConnell.
Talk to me about the Chief Justice John Roberts, and give me a sense of how you think he's going to oversee the third Senate.
Yeah, a lot of people say, by the way, there have been three. This is the third for president, but there have been 15, I think it is, completed impeachment trials in the history of the country. Do you know how many had witnesses out of those 15 completed trials?
I mean, all of them?
15. So this would be a huge break with precedent not to have witnesses in a trial. And it lessens one of the few real powers the founding fathers gave for a president who is really overstepping his or her bounds, which is impeachment. But if you can't have witnesses, you can't have documents, you can't have a real trial, the impeachment process is degraded and maybe doesn't even work.
What about the Chief Justice?
The Chief Justice, will probably, in my guess, people say, well, maybe he will bring some semblance of order and truth to this, but I wouldn't count on it. Rehnquist is the last Chief Justice we had, and he quoted, I can't remember who, I think it was Mark Twain or somebody like that, and he said, I did nothing and I did it very well. Any time a Chief Justice makes a ruling, let's say a senator says, I move to do X, the Senate can overrule that Chief Justice with just a 51 vote. And so Chief Justice Rehnquist did is, in most cases, when someone made a motion, he said, I'm not going to decide, let the Senate decide. My guess is Roberts will do that most of the time. He will not want to be enmeshed in this process. He will not. He's a very conservative guy. I totally disagree with a whole lot of his rulings. But I think he cares a lot about the way the public feels about the court and his image. And if he takes sides on these issues, he may ruin that. So I think he's going to just kick everything back to the Senate for votes.
It almost seems antithetical to the American justice system and to the Constitution to have the Chief Justice.
Just avoid all decisions. Yeah. I agree with you. If he were to rule by the laws of evidence, we'd be having witnesses and he'd rule. He'd just say, this is what I should do. Yeah. But even in that case, the rules of the Senate the rules of the impeachment in the Senate are the Senate can always overrule the Chief Justice with a majority vote.
Another sleazy politician.
There you have it. Yeah, that's Chuck Schumer, another sleazy politician. This brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could do it right now, in fact. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone right now, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's me. Stick around. More to do as we continue. When we come back, the talking heads are going crazy. And why? I don't know, because the American people are going to snooze right through this. We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interests. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
I just love it. We're all getting ready. We're all getting ready for this Senate trial that I think it's going to be like watching paint dry. I mean, it's going to be that bad. Yeah. God, they're already falling asleep. Oh my God, they're already comatose. Unbelievable. And the 100 members of the Senate. I'll bet you you'll see some of them nodding off too. I'm willing to bet that. Now the big question is, you know, who will testify? I think once you open up Pandora's box, you got problems. I mean, I'm sorry, but you do. Once you open this thing up, it gets nasty. Oh, by the way, did I mention coming up about 10:20, we're going to place a call to a bus that's rolling through Iowa, getting set for the Iowa caucuses. It's the Women for Trump bus tour, and Kayleigh McEnany, press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect, will join us. And I'm real excited. I've never done a bus tour like this, and we'll find out what a Women for Trump bus tour is like. This should be exciting. And it's been a long time since we had Kayleigh McEnany on, so we'll get her on and we'll have some fun with her. But you know, this whole thing of who should testify and who will testify. John Bolton has said he will testify if subpoenaed. That hasn't happened yet. Dan Abrams, pretty smart legal mind. He is a guy that helped to create Mediaite, but he is with ABC now. And disagrees with Kate Shaw on whether John Bolton will testify. There is a growing debate now whether anybody will testify. But what about John Bolton? Dan Abrams apparently disagreeing with Kate Shaw. This was ABC's coverage with George Stephanopoulos. Here it is from yesterday.
Those four senators may not have the last word either to take the case of John Bolton, who said he would be willing to testify after the House acted on impeachment before the Senate did. It's very possible that even if he does then receive a subpoena, you have the president come in and claim executive privilege.
John Bolton's not testifying in front of the Senate. It's not happening. It is not happening. He knows exactly. He's a very smart guy. He knows how the process works. He knew. He didn't say, I'll volunteer. He said, if subpoenaed. So when people say he's offered to testify, what do you mean? He's agreed to abide by a subpoena if he were to get testified by the
Senate. He could go to a press conference now.
Correct. So, but what does that mean, though? That means that, okay, let's assume that they get the 51 votes and they say, we want John Bolton to testify. He shows up and then there's going to be an argument on immunity and then there's going to be an argument on executive privilege. And the president is going to say, it is my executive privilege here. It is not his decision. And it's going to work its way through the courts. And they're going to say, we don't have the time. And John Bolton's not testifying.
Is it definitely going to work its way through the courts, Kate Shaw, or could the Chief Justice make a ruling?
He's not going to.
I think Bolton could still testify. I think there could be assertions of privilege, and then I think the Chief would be in a very difficult position to just say, you know, senators, you work it out, or let's let the court process run its course. I think there'd be a strong argument that the comparative advantage on ruling on this important constitutional question about the privilege, the way that the president's communications with his advisors are subject to disclosure and where and how, that's a legal and constitutional question that the Chief Justice is better situated to answer than the members of the Senate. So
Justice doesn't want to answer that question, and as a result, he won't.
Dan Abrams is right on this thing. John Bolton probably will not testify. Mick Mulvaney will not testify. None of the White House covered people will testify. It just ain't going to happen. I'm sorry. It really is not. Now, the last word I'm going to give today to Chuck Schumer. He was on with Don Lemon, and this is cut eight. Saying that GOP senators are going to be under tremendous pressure from the president of the United States. My guess is the president is going to be lobbying this thing real hard, even though you turn in your cell phones and you don't talk to people and you don't talk to each other. You don't talk in the chamber. There is going to be a lot of pressure. This is one area where I think Chuck Schumer may be right. Listen to this.
Knowing Donald Trump, He is going to put huge pressure on every one of these people. Who knows what he'll say, do, even threaten. That seems to be the MO up there sometimes. But so far, they don't have the votes. If Trump had his way, if Nancy hadn't delayed, they could have sent it over the day before Christmas. McConnell says, move to dismiss, 51 votes. That's what Trump would want. It would be gone. That hasn't happened.
And just because of that, you think?
Well, in part because of that, and because we in the Senate, we Senate Democrats, have such a strong argument, it's hard to argue against witnesses and documents if you want the truth.
Do you, Republicans want, they said, well, if you want witnesses, then we want Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, to be called as witnesses. Are you willing to do that or risk that, if you want to call it a risk, to have the folks that you want called as witnesses?
Look, I think that the witnesses we've asked for are not witnesses that are our pals. They're Trump appointees. They work for Trump. We think those are the eyewitness. They are the people who saw, wrote, emailed exactly what happened. Same with the documents we've ordered.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden has nothing to do with that. Now, if they want to go on a fishing expedition because they're so worried about what witnesses would find and try to ask for someone else, I don't think it'll fly with the American people, and I don't even think it'll fly with the senators. A few senators have called for it, but I think that's to try and scare people from the pursuit of real witnesses who are needed in a trial.
The senator mentioned the government.
You know, if there's a bank robbery, you don't say, I want a witness who lives the next town because he's doing something wrong in that next town having nothing to do with the bank robbery.
Chuck Schumer. Yeah, that's the last word this hour. Coming up next hour, Kayleigh McEnany, press secretary for the Trump 2020 reelect, will join us from the Women for Trump Iowa bus tour. What is it like hanging out with a bunch of women on a bus strolling through a scenic Iowa? Yeah, and we're down under 3 weeks to the it's what, 2 weeks from 2 weeks from Tuesday, the Iowa caucuses. Very exciting stuff. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is Live and Local Now.